My grandmother is one of them, who actually forbid us to understand or to try to take interest on a shamanistic story, because she strongly believed that Christianity is the best way to live. So I took her advice, at least I think I did, and the Christianity, I guess I didn't actually, I could not consider myself a holy person, because I have break many laws and many things in my lifetime. But now that I get old, I'm too old to break anything now. Too old to break any laws anymore. So I turn into my mind into many other things that may benefit some people. I mean the young people. Today the young people, they don't care about things. They're too busy to try to catch up with many things. And they will, when they get old, as I am, when they get old, about 60, they will ask themselves, what am I? What did my father did? How did my grandfather live? How did my great-grandfather live? What was the First Nation culture? They will ask. But there are not too many books in the country that describes the true nature of First Nation culture. There's fragmented stories that have been written, but there's no Indian person who have written totally what it was in one specific tribal culture. I am talking now just Omaskego culture. I'm not talking about Mi'kmaq spiritualism. I'm not talking about Blackfeet shamanism. I'm not talking about the Musqueam spiritualism. No, I'm not. I am talking about the Omaskego, isolated tribal practice that was here, connected. That's what I'm doing. And so, after saying this, I now want to expand the names of the people that I have talked to in this nature, and also mostly just a general culture or makeup of our Omaskego people. I've talked to the people in different part of different communities. Some living in Moosonee. In Moosonee, I have talked to Raphael Wabano, who is originally from Arabiscat. I have talked to Albert Matinas in Arabiscat, who have explained a few things to me. I have talked to Thomas Sanchibal in New Post about things in his life. I have talked to Peter Sutherland, originally Peter Archibald. He was raised by other family, because I guess when they were young, they lost their father. So he was raised by the man called Tommy Sutherland in the area of Moosonee, south of Moosonee. And he has a fascinating story. He's an old person. He's about 84 now. And I spoke to him about these things. Then I talked to the Moose Factory elder. What was his name? I forget his name, but he's a well-known person. And maybe two other Moose Factory elders who were interested. And then, at Awabiskat, I have talked to many, many, many people. I've tried to interview the elder who is still living, who is now 102 years old. His name is, what's his name? Carpenter. I forgot his first name. He's a carpenter. So he's 102 years old. So I tried to interview him to ask him the shaman connection stories, but he didn't want to. Because he is now ready to leave the world, and he has embraced Christianity so much that he doesn't want to speak about those things. He told me openly, he says, my grandchild says, I am ready to leave the world, and I have embraced Christianity. Those shaman things that you talk about, says, they were there a long time ago. He says, I do not wish to discuss them. So it was plainly explained to me why. And no offense,